Blog Talk Radio.
I'm staying alive. Hey, y'all. How you been doing? Since you've been filled with integrity. That's what that word means. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, your whole spirit, bringing your whole self. Staying alive in hindsight. Hello, this is Val. Go ask Val. We're going to get the business out the way first. Feel free to cash at me at go at dollar sign. Let's talk about it. Dollar sign. Go ask Val. Listener supported. Thank you in advance. This is going to be a 30-minute show. And the topic for today is staying alive in hindsight. 2020, we know, is hindsight for those who love the cliche. If you wish to take better control of your mind and become self-reliant, it's time you know it is doable. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about a no excuses time in your life to get out there, like I'm doing right now, and join the broken ranks, like I am right now, of wholeness and integrity, like I'm doing right now. Creating your new self order in a world pronged to groupthink. I'll say it again. I'm not just running around in words. You creating your world, your new self order, how you order your day. That's all that matters, sweetheart. That is all that matters. You don't work nobody else's hours but yours. So creating your new self order in a system, in a world, that's trying to convert you to groupthink and getting on everybody else's accord, somebody else's schedule. Hold on for a minute. Let me do this. Let me do that first. Let me see when I can squeeze you in or whatever the case may be. No. No. Stop the violence right there. Believe it or not, this is the dichotomy. The more selfish we are, the more community we can have. Check that out. Try that on. I'm going to say it again. The more selfish you become with your time, with your health, with your abilities, with your skill set, with your talents, with your talents, with your phalanges, the more stingy you become, the more you will start to see who is eating whom. Who eating off of you? Who's feeding off of you? And that's important because in staying alive, you don't want something to be stealthily sucking the life out of you like a cat with your baby sleep. If you wish to take better control of your mind, what would want to eat your mind? Something that don't have one. Remember we used to give people a piece of our mind? We ain't got nothing now. You can't afford to be doing that now. I keep my own mind, keep my 2 cents to myself. In fact, send me your 2 cents. Like, subscribe, channel, share. You know what I'm saying? Oh, happy Turkey Day, vegans. Happy Vegan Day. Happy Beets Day. Happy Smoothie King Day, everyone, whomever, you know, whatever you drinking, eating or nothing. Happy Weed Day. You know what I'm saying? Happy Cougar Day. Meow. Happy Integrity Day. I'm a whole grown woman. I love yoga. I haven't done it a lot. I'm going to start doing more. I'm going to get my arts on TV, my own special channel. Once I get some sponsorship and y'all send me a beautiful computer so that I don't look like a robot on the screen, I can do some poses for you. Some poses you haven't seen on television, on channels, on YouTube. You haven't seen them. Eyes haven't seen. Do the same regurgitated poses. Okay, that went country again. I'm sorry. Anyway, let people know there's a live person on YouTube. There's a live person on Blog Talk Radio. Go ask Val. She's real. She's live. She's unadulterated as much as possible. You know, I want to stay cognizant of the children. I want to stay mindful. I want to suffer the little children. I want to forbid them not on some of the stations, but on another station, you got to put them to bed. their ears, hon. Put a boop in there. Because Val is real. She's off the chain. She's off the glory cloud. I love meat. I love ham. Okay. That being said, again, it's about transparency to yourself. It's about transparency to the world, how you want to present yourself, how much, at what time. And I wanted to be full and grown. I did not want to have my parents fainting in the background, going, oh, my God, who raised her? You know, I didn't want to bring shame to the church, shame to the schools. So it became, you know, me against God. And then it's like, I don't want to be ashamed to myself either. All of this stuff I've been through, you know, and you want to want the narcissist side of you to be ashamed and not talk about it. Somebody, that was the whole reason why you said you were okay with going through it, that it can help somebody. Remember that prayer? Remember, hon, sis? Just make it make sense. Make it make dollars. Okay? Tell your story, but in a whole healthy kind of way, not in a victim kind of way. Don't be manipulative. You get over it. I got over it. We had babies, okay? They put in stitches. You're good. You're fine. Get up. Move. Move your body, you know. Careful, careful. Don't break the stitches. But you're not the first one with a Band-Aid. I got a Donald Duck Band-Aid, too. I got a Goofy Band-Aid, too. Okay? So, that's my line. Staying alive in hindsight. I laugh. Ha, 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 ha. I laugh in the face of danger. I laugh at the opportunity to make a fool of myself. Once I got the trick of the trade, once I got the game and ran with it, it's like, okay, I'm going to be nutty as a fruitcake. I'm going to be going out on the stage rolling, you hear me? I mean, literally rolling like tumbleweed, maybe even in a white Armani suit or something, you know, just a clown, just to let people know, in some red bottoms rolling, counting it as dung. To know Christ consciousness, to go to bed with a clear conscience, take the clothes off, they tear away anyway, snatch the clothes off, throw them into the audience, you know, let somebody suffer, baby, suffer. Got that from Elvis. Let them smell my hormones, you know, and give the money, as long as y'all, when you sell it on eBay, give 10% to your favorite charity. That's all I'm asking. You know, something fun. Something wholesome, something to make everybody laugh, ha, ha, ha. You know, love the kids. Love the kids. Love the old people. Give them a little wine for the stomach's sake. They're bitter. I was just talking about on my YouTube channel that I've just recreated all over again. I did some resets in my life. And I was talking about a camel, and, of course, they carry, you know, their water in their back, and they're known as beasts of burdens, you know, and beast of burdens is a bob. A bob is somebody that's able to bounce back, you know, to go through hard times, and it's not absent of its emotions. It just puts them in the proper perspective. Those two words came to me earlier. I needed to put them in the hashtag perspective, and what was the other one? It was perspective, and I don't know, it's not prospect, it ain't that one, but it was how you see things, perception, thank you. Whoo, that was painful. Perception. I'm gonna say precipitation just because it came. Perception. Am I gonna write it down when it comes up again? Making me sweat. Perception and I don't know no more. Y'all heard it. Play it back. But it basically means when you look at something, perspective and perception. God, perspective. That's how you look at it. Perception is how you feel about it. I perceived he was angry. That's how you felt about it. I perceived he was lonely. Lonely. That's an empathic word. I see what you're saying. When someone says that, they're empathic. They don't mean they physically looking inside your body. They mean that they can understand. But many of us, we have all them voices in our head, but we don't have any invoices in our heart. And that was my problem. You know, it's like, okay, I don't want to be green with envy. Yeah, but I'm creating an envy in you. Inviting you. Don't harden your heart. I'm inviting you to live a lavish life, to live a luxurious life, and not be tempted. Not be tempted by the spoils, but your integrity will take you there. Your gift will make room for you. And that way you're doing exactly what you love and you know why you're doing it and it's fulfilling all of your desires to see your world made whole in its entirety. If there's no laughter, if there's no Kool-Aid, break out the Kool-Aid. Yeah. I feel good. I feel good. You know, I see James Brown dancing in prophetic, in for the joy set before him. You know, he wore the look of the mother. Mothers used to get the joy out of watching their children dance. I mean, parents, period. But a mother, she noticed she had them same feet was all up in her rib cage. Just them same feet that was all step tap dancing on your bladder. Tap dance now, baby boy. Make me some money. Buy mama a house. Because you done tore up this one of this old building. Keep on leaning. My daughter asked me today. She was like, why are you walking like that? Why are you looking like that? Why you get up out of the chair like that? I said, like what? I wanted her to put words to it. Like what? And she didn't want to say it because I don't believe in being old. I believe in being mature. She say, like you old. I said, like, I am. I feel like it. I sat too long. I haven't gone out dancing. It's the winter time. It's when people mourned the transition. A lot of people died around the same time, so you could get it out. That wasn't a bad thing. That was a, if we're going to be heavy-hearted, let's get this over now. And people were ready. People died in droves. That's not a new thing. It says, whenever your time come, you know, pray that your flight be not in winter. When that meaning when people ain't ready or when people celebrating something else, when they can't mourn you properly. The sirens are going off every day, all day. Okay? And so we're celebrating life and death at the same time. People that are giving their lives, people that are ignorantly spreading lies and killing people through fear and you know, and not sometimes not even their own understanding. Forgive us all when we have just perpetuated nothing but bad news. Forgive us. You know, there's other people that are just out there living their lives. They're just learning how to surf. You know, or they've been cowabungering all their lives. And I'm just here saying that I refused personally. I had to act on it. I had to do something very deliberate in my life. And I know cell phones is a big one across the board for many people. So do something very deliberate with your cell phone. Whether it's put it down for 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, whatever you feel like you can handle, but it will bring a good intention to the universe, a good intention to you. It would call for your attention to say, hey, this chick is serious. This guy is serious. You know, no more porn this day, today. No more, not today. You know, no more cookies. No, whatever. You know, I'm only laughing because we all have proclivities. Some people get drugged in on spirituality. They get caught up on learning. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. What is the truth? That you can keep learning. that you can never exhaust. God's ways are unsearchable. The universe is unsearchable. Just when you figure it out, the answers change and the questions change. And, you know, the one question, one answer begs for more questions. And, okay, I get it. It's like a mother. It's breathing. It's living. What you eat today, I don't know. I don't care. It was good. It filled my soul. Remember they used to say that with preachers in church? You know, and people ridiculed it. What was the message today? I don't know, but it sure was good. That's all they needed to know when they were children. A child can't tell you what kind of milk their mother has eaten. I mean, they can tell when their mama ate chocolate. They can tell you in that pamper. But a mother, all she wanted was somebody that told her it was going to be all right. And she believed it, and that was enough for her. And as far as she was concerned, everything was all right. Now, if it wasn't all right for you, then change it. That's okay. No harm, no foul. Do what you need to do to stay alive. That's what the mamas used to say. They didn't just give you what, they might would say, well, now, baby, what I would do. You know, but hopefully they would point you back to yourself. I'm going to go to God about it. I'm going to get on my knees. That just shows a sign of humility. You ain't got to do it in front of nobody else, but it shows if you got to do it in front of everybody else and you're not doing it in behind closed doors, maybe that's where the glitch is at. In hindsight, maybe they should have gotten on their knees the moment that he said, I ain't worried about it, but I've already seen the glory. Well, if you've seen the glory, tell us about it. Teach us. You know, everybody get on their knees. We would have dodged a few bullets that day. When we don't have too much pride, and if we're really going to call the man the leader of the house, then make sure he's worthy. And if he is worthy, then make sure that we carry on that honor, no matter who they are, no matter what's in front of their name, no matter what's behind their name, doctor or junior. It doesn't matter. They're whole men with whole lives. They're whole women with whole lives, with whole children. And at the end of every day, when we look back on our 24 hours, our 13 hours, whatever we've worked, whatever we've slaved, whatever we've rested, whatever the case may be, if you're not happy with the results that you put in, then it ain't nobody's fault but yours, Google. Google Gaga. You can't blame nobody else for sticking a bottle in your mouth if you're older than Google Gaga. You have the right to say no more. You have the right to say it is time for everybody to grow up to the next level, whatever that is. It's time to upgrade to that next level of responsibility. My clock says 5:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the ding-dong church is going off. We're not synchronized. My time downstairs says something else. We're not synchronized. It says here, 1 hour and 5 minutes I've been talking on my voice note. I'm going to go ahead and sign off from that. Finish the other, 12 minutes, 11 minutes on this Blog Talk Radio. Signing off from the voice note. Finishing up the conversation with my Blog Talk listeners. I love you all. When are we going to let somebody spank our hiney parts for real, for real? And in the words of my famous personal Buddha, my son Quentin, I spank myself. When your children will say that, that tells you what tree they came from. It was called self-discipline. Self-esteem, self-help, self-reliance. At the age of 2-3 years old, stop, snooze, there we go. Take that out. That's another alarm. Just let me know that my phone is an extension of me when I don't remember to drink water, or if I bypass the alarm that says your mouth feel like cotton, chick. But because you are a God, you can override that flesh, good, bad, or indifferent. But when you set the alarm for yourself because you're believing that you need to drink more water, and I do, then when the alarm goes off, don't ignore it. Drink some water. Hydrate. 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 Hide your rate. It ain't nobody's business what you charge until they come into an intimate setting with you when you have clientele. Now, if you Walmart, you know, it's not personal. It's not personal when it's Walmart. It used to be when it was Sam, but his name was Walton, not Walmart. Now it's a business. Now it's a conglomerate. Now it's a beast. Now it's more than people. It's machines and it's things. It's ideas. It's Black Friday. Good or bad, it's what it is. And it just so happens that whether you hear this today or, you know, or whenever you hear it, excuse me, on this timeline, tomorrow is considered what we call Black Friday. We know black is powerful. If nothing else means anything else to black people, we can all appreciate that much. Black means powerful. We can turn the world on its head. We can turn shit upside down when we want to. Staying alive in hindsight says more than creating enemies for ourselves and then trying to get rid of them. It says, why did I create this enemy in the first place? And it was all to get your own attention. Don't put so much on God and the devil and anything else. You are those creators of your life. Your religions and the things that you stayed in or went back to. No need to go all digging back in your childhood, blaming mama and grandmama. That's fine. That's your foundation. But don't dig up your foundation. It's lame. They did what they did. It is what it is. Where are you now at 35, 45, 55, 75? Where are you? At any given time, you can look back, you can look in, and appreciate who you are. That's the key that I want to give you. You're going to appreciate being a woman, and you're going to appreciate being a black woman. I'm telling you that because I know. I'm telling you that because I care. We're going to get to the other people and species and categories, but for right now, in hindsight, if women don't keep having babies. Hey. Here's my son. Hello? Hello, son. How's it going?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I got these plates for you.
That's perfect. Yep, I'm here. Which, like, two minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah, like
30. All right, cool. Bye. See, he didn't say nothing too bad. That's me loving myself when I do that. And I appreciate the ladies. What I got, I gave myself 30 minutes for this, and I got 6 more minutes. So if you don't mind, I'll skip out and trade off with him for a minute. So I'll give you about 60 seconds at the most to reflect on some of the things that I'm saying, and I want you to comment below. I want you to let me know that you were here. It's kind of like carving your name in the tree. I want you to carve your comments down below that you resonate. Dissipate one of my ugliest fears of not being understood, not being understood, for someone not knowing me for who I was. And again, the only thing we can do is hide from ourselves. So that was the first lie, because I would know me for who I am. I am who I am. I won't get caught up in semantics. I won't get caught up in titles and all that gets us high and mighty or feeling like shit at the end of the day. Whatever. I am that I am. And that's the power and the gift I want to give to you. So you are that you are. You came through what you came through. And you're better for it because you're still here. And you're going to let go a little bit of that bitterness so you'll be better about it. So you can allow the healing and get beyond healing and start thriving. You know, let the scab off. It shouldn't keep hurting. Don't. They hurt you once. The self-inflicting repeat of the bullshit, you know, stop. I'm going to stop. Namaste. Okay, y'all hold on for a minute, but I only got like 4 more minutes, so. But I'll be back. I won't abandon you. Just think about what I'm saying and take this time. Take this time to talk it out while I go holler at my son. I don't hear no keyboard. I don't hear no keyboard. I don't hear no phone. He's still taking his time. He's getting here. Y'all drink y'all water. Y'all hydrate today. Did you fill up on love and joy this holiday season? Or did you call yourself a solemn assembly? Get serious about what this is you're doing on this planet. I appreciate whatever vibration you bring, you know, as long as it's authentic. Okay, let me go check them out again. Tick, 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 talk, talk. Come on. Get them comments down there. All right. I'm back for the last few minutes. He realized he's just going to have to come in for a few minutes. What better way to end this vowcast by saying this is how you stay alive with a legacy, with those that find a way to create or continue tradition no matter what's going on. So we keep the good part about it. You in here, Q? Here you come. And at that last minute, I love it. Come on in. Huh? Who is that? Oh, how y'all get here at the same time? Isn't that beautiful? Come say hi on my Valcast. This. Come on, we're under 60 seconds. This is so funny. I'm on, just say hello. I mean, 10 seconds.
Hello, people.
Elena, come say hi. Hey, people. Say hello, people. Just say hello, people. It's nothing video.
Hey, y'all.
Weird. All right. Go ahead. Stay alive, 2020. I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.